This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says American forces have struck another weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and affiliated groups. Austin released a statement calling the move a precision self-defense strike carried out in response to a series of attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. He said the U.S. is fully prepared to take further measures to protect U.S. personnel and facilities while urging against further escalation. Officials say Iranian-backed forces have targeted U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria at least 41 times in less than a month. Most of these attacks were disrupted by the military or failed to reach their targets. The attacks have injured 46 U.S. military personnel with injuries ranging from traumatic brain injuries to shrapnel or perforated eardrums. A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate, 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
Gaza's Interior Ministry says at least 19 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house near a hospital in North Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp on Wednesday. The attack would be the third on Gaza's largest refugee camp in a week, if confirmed. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrikes devastated parts of Jabalia on October 31st and November 1st, flattening multi-story dwellings in a densely populated area of Gaza's urban heartland. Palestinian authorities said at least 195 civilians were killed. Israel said its air attacks on Jabalia last week killed two Hamas commanders and a number of militants while targeting operational tunnels dug beneath civilian districts. Five candidates seeking the 2024 Republican presidential nomination took part in the third debate Wednesday night in Miami, Florida. The debate was the third time former President Donald Trump did not participate with his rivals. The candidates spent much of the two-hour event televised on NBC TV seeking to outdo each other as Trump's chief opponent, which was weeks to go before the first statewide nominating contest in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis led the other four candidates in venting their frustration at Trump for Tuesday's losses for Republicans across the country and a handful of key elections, as well as initiatives over abortion.
He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance. He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall. He should explain why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp. And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
The other candidates in Wednesday's debate included former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. Meanwhile, Trump held a campaign rally Wednesday night in Miami, not far from the debate site, intended to upstage his rivals. The rally was also an opportunity to showcase Trump support among Latino voters in the Miami suburb of Hialeah, a community with a strong Cuban American population.
Crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats are turning the United States into communist Cuba. And you know, because we have a lot of great Cubans here, we have some great Cubans here. And nobody ever did more for Americans who love Cuba than a gentleman named Donald J. Trump when he was president.
Trump has cited his commanding lead in the polls for skipping the previous two debates. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. I'm Richard Green for